I'm Maya.
And I'm Saya.
And we'll be your guides
through fan fiction hell.
Welcome to Ficta Inferno. There we go.
Jazz hands. Jazz hands.
We always forget how bad it is before we have to go back to it. This is like the millionth time we've had to re-record something because certain individuals in our lives are probably cursing us
all the time.
Brian. With his penis.
Link Jr.
Link Jr. on the wall. Mm-hmm. Of course, I was referencing Link Jr., the penis that is Link's, at least in my inner life. So this is chapter 6, 5?
I have no idea anymore.
Why do I... 7? 7? It's some chapter.
This is called the chapter that doesn't make any fucking sense to the story except Ivy being a thug again.
Yep.
Just for no reason.
This chapter is called I Hate Men. Saya, take it away.
Hey, Ivy. We were just talking about. I walk in and set my bag down. I bet. Look, could you leave? Oh yeah, I bet you were talking about me because I'm Ivy.
Everyone talks about me because I'm the main character.
I have to start making dinner. Yeah, okay, because these two people in the apartment are gonna, like, fuck up your dinner so much.
No, it's mostly just, the one guy who we don't have addressed just yet.
Yes. He puts his hands up in surrender.
We don't know who this is right now.
Yeah, who are we asking?
Who is this?
Aubrey and I.
Daddy?
Aubrey and I have to finish talking and we will be out of your hair. I raise me brow and place a hand on me hip. What do you mean? Aren't you staying for dinner? I ask, looking at Aubrey. She looks nervous. And Danny, who we finally have said he's there.
Yep. It's not my dad.
Has his hand on her shoulder. She flinches and mouths help and shakes her head. I turn to Danny and groan. Danny, what have y'all been talking about? I say, suddenly going full Southern.
Yep.
I ask as I walk to the fridge. I don't see how it's any of your business, he says rudely, and I turn around in my track because I am a car. Watch your tone, little boy. He's probably older than her.
Probably.
I just asked a simple question. Why do you need to know what they were talking about, Ivy? Doesn't concern you.
It technically doesn't. I mean, I get the fact that she is concerned for her friend who is mouthing, help me. But at the same time, it's technically true.
Even though there's really no immediate threat, in my opinion.
Except, technically, yeah. I mean, how many times do you get, like, the whole help me, this guy's being just kind of rude and
yeah,
help
like,
me get him out
like,
of here?
Help me get, like... It's not, like, help me, as in, like, I'm in a dire situation that's life-threatening.
Yeah. We don't have it yet, or at all, really, that he's threatened anyone or harmed someone. It is not mentioned at all.
No. He rolls his eyes and leans against the counter. We are going through a rough patch in our relationship, and Aubrey tried to break up with me. He smiles back at Aubrey. But I talked her into her senses. He chuckles and I chuckle with him.
How is that funny?
I can see how it would be, like, funny to him.
Yeah.
But, like, her...
I think she's doing it in that sarcastic way, yeah. Like she did previously with Manny.
Yeah.
But I...
It just doesn't work. It's just annoying.
It's very, we're just going to keep criticizing this because mm-hmm. we hate this. I hate this.
This is as stupid as the first time I read it. I reach down underneath the counter and pull out the shotgun.
A motherfucking shotgun.
Why was this just under the counter, we ask? We don't know. Is this gun officially licensed? We really don't know.
I think it would have made more sense to put it in the fridge.
I think it would have made more sense to pull it out of the garbage disposal.
I think it would have made more sense to shove it up his ass.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Shit.
Also, why didn't Aubrey grab the gun?
There's, like, so many things that Aubrey, like, could have done if she was in, like, dire.
But no, Ivy has to do it because she's the main character.
Yes, Ivy has to be the badass because we need to validate.
Even though, hey, cool thing that we could have had happen, Aubrey did grab the shotgun and she did grab Danny and then she did shoot Danny and now there's a dead body. That would have been interesting.
No, because we're going to move into Ivy incriminating herself even more.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I continue laughing because there's something wrong with me, but he quits and his eyes go wide. What the fuck, you stupid bitch?
I smile and walk towards him. If Aubrey broke up with you, that means you're trespassing.
No, it doesn't.
I mean, technically, he said they're back together, but...
Technically, like, she, Aubrey, invited him into their apartment house. God knows what this fucking building is at this point.
She didn't ask him to leave.
No, she didn't.
No, neither did Ivy before this, just say...
No.
Well, she technically, she... No, she... I think she mostly said, like, get out of the kitchen or something... I don't know
if she asked him if he was going to stay for dinner.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Is that what you ask a trespasser?
So, like, and she wouldn't... She was just going for the gun anyway.
Yeah, she was, because she's unhinged.
Yep.
Further incriminating herself, but, you know.
So I would leave if I were you before I have to use this. He rolls his eyes and glares at me. You won't do shit, he spits. There's a knock on the door, and I yell, it's open. As I continue to aim at him, the door opens and Eli and Wyatt walk in. Aubrey runs over to them and grabs them, pushing them back into the back of the house, even though this is an apartment building. Yes. Complex. Building
so here's complex. The line of dialogue that concerns me the most.
Yeah.
That really just sells the entire, literally my entire prosecution that Ivy did in fact... assault Miss Truman.
And that is?
Would you look at that? Not a witness is sight.
He gulps and walks backwards and opens the door. He stops and I roll my eyes and cock the gun. His eyes widen and he runs down the hall to the elevator and I sigh. I'm glad he didn't call my bluff because the gun with real bullets is in my bedroom.
Why does she have so many weapons?
These have hollow casing shells. They're duds and just sound like they're going off.
Which is not what that is, because a hollow casing shell is not meant to leave a bullet case when you shoot. So it would be something that would, like, come out of a revolver.
Yeah, she's thinking about blanks.
Yeah.
But even with blanks, you don't aim them at people.
No.
Because... it could still trigger a reaction where someone could get shot.
They. I don't know if anything actually truly... Well, you will have casings that come out on blanks.
Yeah.
Especially blanks for film, because they want to see them fly out.
Yeah. My only thing that I can support with that is that in high school, there was a kid... in my high school who is playing around with blanks. He shot himself with a blank and died. Yes, that took a turn for the morbid.
What comes out?
I don't know.
Unless you have like a tracer on it,
something,
because that's, you know,
it's either he like messed up with the blank, something happened with the blank where it messed
up. Oh yeah, you can mess up with anything.
Yeah. But basically, again, never shoot a gun, like, never aim a gun at someone, even if it's a fake gun. Never aim it, unless you're having a, like, a Nerf bullet battle.
Or paintball fight.
Or a squirt gun battle.
Yeah.
Or a laser tag battle.
Yeah. That's acceptable.
Those are acceptable because those are games, and usually they're on your own property, and usually you'd hope that people would realize these are fake, especially with the Nerf guns and water pistols.
Like, you know, it's still gonna really make freaking hurt to get hit with a paintball, but it's not gonna kill you. Unless you, you know.
It shoots you in the eye somehow and it gets lodged in
your head. It goes like through my eye into my skull, into my brain. I'd be like, I guess, you know, man.
Yeah. I close the door and Aubrey and the others walk out from in the back. Is he gone? She asks, looking on the brink of tears. I nod and she walks over and hugs me. I would have called, but he wouldn't let me talk to anyone. God, I really hate men, she chuckles, and I nod. I completely agree on that statement.
Okay, what, like, where is the evidence that is supporting that he was threatening her? Like, did he break her phone? That would be threatening. Don't talk to anyone. Give me your phone. And he crushes it.
Yeah, or he, like, throws it at the wall and it's shattered. A way to convey that would be Aubrey's phone lays on the ground with a broken screen.
Mm-hmm.
Like, easily it could have been written. Well, one, first off, what you want to do is if it's a new chapter, you type in the introduction, like, Ivy was walking through the hallway of the apartment building. She passed by Miss Truman's door. There was still police tape. There was still police tape covering the front of it. I opened the door to my own apartment, and there I see Danny and Aubrey in the kitchen, both standing awkwardly close to each other. Aubrey is shrunken back. I look over towards the living room and I see her cell phone on the floor with a cracked open screen.
Mm-hmm.
And Danny suddenly turns around. Hey, Ivy, we were just talking about you. And lead into that.
Yeah. That.
It could have been more polished than that, but that's just me talking, like, literally off the top of my head about that.
Yeah.
That is how you would kind of convey there's something not right. If you want to put in, like, there is something unsettling, there is something not right, there is something that sets, there is something that just doesn't make me feel great about this situation, is saying, like, just pointing out, like, there's something unusual about the way they're standing, there's something unusual about the look on Aubrey's face, there's just,
yeah,
there is something terrifying about the way that Danny is towering over her,
even if they are around the same height. Especially if she's been your friend since elementary school. Like, you'd know.
You'd know when your friend is uncomfortable.
You'd know.
I know when Zaya is uncomfortable, and I've only known her since college. Yeah, I know when something's wrong because it's obvious, and it's like, oh, you just know. Eli and Wyatt scoff and look like they're caught in headlights. What the hell just happened? Wyatt asked, and Eli looked a bit angry. Is that your boyfriend, Aubrey? He asks, and she shakes her head. X, she says proudly and chuckles. I turn to them and smile. Okay, just make yourself comfortable, and I'll be making dinner. They all nod and walk into the living room. I slip into my room and change into a baggy shirt and some old athletic shorts. I redo my bun and walk out and start dinner. They were talking about random stuff from me at the porn palace to them complaining of boredom without me.
Me.
They're only talking about me.
Because Ivy.
I am the main character, therefore nothing happens when I'm not in the room, and therefore the world does not exist unless I enter a singular area. The spotlight is always on me, for I am Ivy Lynn, the main character.
I'm also
everyone loves and everyone wants to bang me, including women.
Don't forget that you're fat.
Oh yes, but alas, I can't have a normal life because I am overweight. I cannot have a normal relationship with a normal man. I can only have either a deep, dark, abusive relationship with someone from my past named Ric Flair, or I can only have a relationship with a porn star who calls himself the prince, and I have seen him fuck many times on the... What type of screen is it? It wouldn't be silver gold on the... Oh, what a good name. On the Woody screen.
Nice.
There we go. Oh, but he is so into me, but I can't date him because of my tragic, abusive past.
Well, she almost had a fucking stroke looking at his butt cheek.
Also, his ass is glorious and it's full of tattoos. I can't help myself, even though the ass is like the most tender part of the body to get a tattoo on, and I don't really know how someone can do that. All in one. It probably took forever for him to get his ass tattooed. Also, he has a weird relationship with his own uncle, who is also his porn producer. And my best friend also talks about my dick. In context of conversations that are business related.
Yes.
It also takes us 3 days to film one screen. One scene. One film. But no, I'm Ivy Lynn. And I can't have a normal life because I write books and I draw and I'm a really good cook.
You forgot, you
sing,
play music.
Play guitar, and I also play guitar, and everyone knows who I am in every single establishment in this city. But I can't have a normal life because I'm fat. And I have a tragic, dark backstory.
That we know nothing about.
Nope, just Ric Flair. Not really Ric Flair.
That was an amazing rant, thank you.
I could have probably gone on more, but...
I know you could have.
Oh, yes. I'll probably go on another one soon.
Oh, probably.
Oh, yes. I finish up what needs to go in the oven and sigh. I walk into the living room and lay across the couch, placing my feet on Aubrey. She chuckles and is giving me a puppy dog face. What? I ask, already knowing what she wants. Already knowing she wants something, already knowing what she wants. Okay, that made more sense to say, didn't it?
It did.
Instead of, I already knowing she wants something. Why does that always sound weird? Could you play? She asks, smiling. I groan, and she stretches her body across mine. Please. Don't make me sing. Oh, no, don't make me play the piano. Oh, no, don't make me sing.
No one's making you sing.
She begs, and I groan yet again. I hate you, I say, after I just aimed a gun at her ex-boyfriend. And
yeah, geez, this situation really diffused quickly.
Yeah, she's not freaking out still or panicked. That really blew over fast.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. She claps her hands and the others do so too. That's Eli and Wyatt.
Played by us.
Yep.
Can I be Wyatt?
Sure.
Because my dick is clearly the biggest, and you would obviously always be talking about my dick.
Saya's metaphorical dick isn't going to be hard for 3 days. Even though it's always hard.
I just, like, snort some Viagra.
You always have a boner that lasts more than 4 hours. Yes. Talk about 16 hours. That's how we keep you going.
Yeah, exactly.
Just pumping full of Viagra.
Snorting Viagra.
It's just grabbing them by the back of the head and shoving it down their throat and, like, massaging their throat so they'll swallow the Viagra.
It's like giving your pet a pill.
Yep. You have to put it in peanut butter because they start to catch on. And then when they catch on to the peanut butter, you have to crush it up and sprinkle it into their wet food.
And then, like, after I get done snorting the Viagra, I have to have my, every couple hour smoothie, which definitely maybe has cocaine in it.
It totally has cocaine. Why are you eating cocaine? That sounds like the worst way to ingest it. Yeah, we're giving you some PSP or something. PCP?
PCP. PCP. You want me to, like, eat someone's face off?
Sure.
Cool.
That would make a pretty kinky porn.
It would.
Yeah.
Some weird person would just be like super jerking it, like, I am so confusedly turned on right now.
We have a very specific market. And your moniker is Doug McSteel.
Yes.
Yes. So much better than Prince. The artist formerly known as Prince.
Why is he called? Why would you even call someone that, like, during sex?
It really doesn't sound like a name you'd be moaning.
You know, I can understand Daddy more than Prince.
Right.
Because at least Daddy sounds good contextually, whereas, like, Prince doesn't make it anywhere in the, like...
Not really.
Oh, hell yeah, Prince. Like, okay, are we gonna, like, bust out with, like, Let's Go Crazy or Purple Rain? Like,
probably Purple Rain.
Yeah.
Yeah. I grab a stool and plop my fat ass down, groaning. Before I forget, I have a gig next week at Angelo's. You all should come. I think Eli already knew that, though.
I don't remember.
They had lunch there.
Oh, yeah, I know. Oh, yeah, because he asked her $5 a song, and then she's like, no, too, which makes her, like, the worst.
This makes her the worst businessman in the world. They all nod, and I clear my throat. I plug the cord into my mini-amp and start strumming. Aubrey smiles and leans her head back, watching me. Eli does the same, and Wyatt is just sitting there furiously jerking off. Looking amazed. Sell the kids. Oh yeah, it's Nirvana.
Yeah, this is where we'll insert a song.
Insert the song that's not really the song.
Play the guitar. Play it again. My Johnny, maybe you're cold, but you're so warm inside. I was always a fool for my Johnny.
I start humming and go into the riff part right away because I just didn't feel like singing. My fingers burn from the chords because I apparently don't have calluses and I don't apparently use a guitar pick, and finishes it off relatively fast, and I clear my throat. I go straight into the intro to another song.
I like this song and I'm mad that it's here.
We're not gonna sing it, we're just gonna insert another song right here for like a few seconds and then keep going.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes we walk hand in hand by the sea, and we breathe in the cool, salty air. You turn to me with a kiss in your eyes, and my heart feels a thrill beyond compare.
I get lost in the words and find myself playing a story of my childhood. Mom telling me to be strong and Dad telling me to suck it up.
Also, where did Wyatt's rosary go?
Right.
Right.
She probably is doing dirty things with it.
Yep. She's masturbating with the crucifix.
Yep, she's like, oh my god, Wyatt's butt cheek might have touched this.
It's probably been in his back pocket, so
maybe.
It just very closely touched him. I stop singing and sigh, rubbing my hands together to soothe the slight burn. I have to get to cooking, y'all. I stand up and set my guitar down and walk into the kitchen, checking on the food. The pork chops are looking good and the mashed potatoes are boiling nicely.
Even though we never spoke about putting anything on the stove to boil.
Or doing anything else.
Mm-hmm.
I feel a set of hands snake around my waist and I can't help but smirk when I see the tattooed fingers. What do you want, Wyatt? He shrugs and leans his head against my shoulder. I need an adult. So you see me nude.
Naked.
Why is that asterisk?
Right?
It's like...
So she's gotta bleep out naked.
But not...
Not dildo. I'm like, why? She's like terrified to see this dude naked, even though she's watched almost every single porn in the universe.
She's seen his penis. Yeah. With a piercing that it shouldn't
have. Yeah, through the head.
Through the head. Which, peeing and coming is super weird.
Yeah, it makes like a rainbow. Rainbow effect.
Double rainbow.
Yes.
Yep.
If you're peeing and orgasming at the same time. I don't either.
It's not possible. It's not.
It's not. It's not. I'm making a joke.
I know. It's not possible. I feel it's only fair if you return the favor, he jokes, and I roll my eyes. What? What about Saint? Say what now? Aubrey asks as she walks into the kitchen, stealing a piece of celery from the salad, because apparently there's a salad with celery in it.
No one does that.
Except potatoes? No. Hey, potatoes? Egg salad? Potato salad?
It could be either.
Ivy visited me at work today, Wyatt says with a smirk. Aubrey's eyes widen and my cheeks redden as I stir the boiling water. Aubrey luckily doesn't push it while they are here and smirks leaning against the counter. What's this? She asks, and I look to see her looking at the bag Max gave me.
Okay, so like...
We never get context about that.
No.
We don't even know that she was holding it.
So like, you know, in the context of yours and my friendship, if I just, you know, let's say, because I have had someone I'm dating work in the porn industry.
It's a present from Wyatt's creepy uncle. I haven't opened it yet. She looks confused and looks inside. Why would his uncle give you a present?
Same question.
I just said he was Wyatt's creepy uncle. What That's do you expect? True. I shrug and Wyatt speaks up. My uncle owns the porn palace. He embarrassed her today and he gave her something to make up for it. That's just him being creepy and handing gifts to people. Okay. It's a giant black dildo. It's like obsidian black.
I just, like, don't understand this whole entire, like, thing that's going on in this story where she's, like, clearly attracted to him. Uh-huh. But is completely and utterly against, like, seeing him naked or any sort of sexual contact.
Like, or just being near him, really.
Yeah, like, what the fuck is that? Said, like...
I think with the seldom context clues we have, she was in a bad relationship 5 years ago, where it's like,
Well, Jesus Christ, I've spent less time out of a bad relationship, and you know what, I've lost count.
The thing is, I don't know why. It's this thing where it's like, they're both adults. If they like each other, they can say they like each other, and... date, or they can just bang each other occasionally, or...
Because honestly, it's just getting to the point where it's kind of uncomfortable, where it's like, she's like, yes, I want to have sex with Wyatt, but
I'm not gonna
even like look at him naked without being embarrassed like a freshman in high school seeing
even though I've watched
guy shirtless for the first time.
Even though she's watched hardcore porn before.
Yes. Yeah. So, I'm not understanding this.
Neither am I, dude. Neither am I. It doesn't make sense. Again, that's why this is an author who doesn't know what they're writing about.
Yes. Want me to take over?
Nah, I can get like two more. Okay. Aubrey nods, seeming yo catch up, and smirks, looking over at Wyatt. What did he do? Wyatt smirks and grabs the bag. She watched me do a scene for the movie. I bent down and took the pork chops out, not caring to comment. I'm going to open it if you don't, Aubrey cooed in a teasing voice. I rolled my eyes and I take off the oven mitt and walk over. I take out the tissue paper as a card falls out. I open up the card and everyone looks at me waiting for me to read it because we have to always watch what she's doing because she's the main character.
Yes.
Since it's been 5 years, go put those hormones to use. Love, Max. Because Love the creepy Uncle Max.
This is also...
BTW, I totally sniffed your hair earlier, and I am going to jerk off to it later.
This just also perpetuates the whole thing that you can't have sex outside of relationship.
Yeah.
Which, you know, I'm too far into the oops zone to ever come back from that.
Accurate. It's... You don't need to be in a relationship to have sex. If you want to be in a relationship before you have sex, that is fine. If you want to wait until marriage to have sex, I am not going to judge you. If you just don't want to have sex, that is fine as well. Do whatever you want. It's none of my business. And frankly, I don't want to hear about random people's business and what they do under the sheets. Because it is not my place nor my business to judge or to listen or to even imagine two people going at it like rabbits.
Yeah, that's definitely not a thing I'd want you to be thinking about me. Oh God, please don't be a dildo.
It's a dildo.
I reach in the bag and feel fabric. It's a fabric dildo.
Yep.
I pull it out and gasp at what it is. It's two sets of lingerie.
Dildos.
Lingerie dildos.
Yep. It's dildos wrapped in little pieces of lingerie.
Yes.
That would actually be super funny and gimmicky. Think about it. For bachelorette parties.
Yeah, Jesus.
There's dicks everywhere.
Which still doesn't make any fucking sense whatsoever.
Dicks!
It's almost as bad as going to the It's a Boy party.
Oh my God. One of my friends, her cousin, had a gender reveal party. And the cake was tutus and tractors.
No.
Congratulations, it's a transformer.
Congratulations, it's a tractor.
Congratulations, it's disappointment. It was a boy.
Disappointment.
She's gonna hear this and she's gonna know. She heard me talk shit about Ohio last week. Also, I have a stinky bean on me.
One is see-through with a bra that is made of lace with a thong that matches the bra.
Doesn't she mean sheer?
I can say see-through.
Sheer sounds better, though.
But you can do unlined as well.
You can as well. There's a lot of ways that you could do to make it sound better than see-through. Because see-through just honestly makes me think it's plastic.
Your shower curtain.
It's a shower curtain.
Check out my shower curtain. And he's like, oh shit, I just came.
Oh, teeter tot.
Oh, he's tired.
He's a tired, grumpy, probably grumpy bean, and he just wants to snuggle and love, and I'm so here for this.
I look at the tag for the bra size, and it's a cup too small, but I really like it.
If it's cup too small, it's not going to be too comfy.
No.
How did he get the band size, though?
Right.
I really feel like he felt her up at some point during this tour.
The fabric.
And remember how I said, I think last time I said, like, he has, like, ruler tattoos on his hand or something? And he just measures people's, like their band size that way.
Yes.
Like, he has to go all the way around. Aw.
The fabric is very dark against me pale skin. The other is a baby blue lace bra and panty set with a tiny bow on the bra and panty. It's the worst description I've ever heard in my fucking life.
Oh, yeah.
I blush and look at the tag again. The bra size is a cup too small again. But the piece is too cute to pass up. Aubrey looks excited and smiles. Hi.
Recording. It's recording.
It's recording.
He's such a tired man.
This gives me an idea.
Sorry.
Oh, it's okay. This gives me an idea for your birthday party, she squeals. I furrow me eyes. Me eyeballs. Not me eyebrows.
Me eyeballs. Lengthy boy.
Lengthy potato, the longest French fry in the pack.
Yo.
What are you thinking? I ask, hesitantly. She smirks and grabs my hand. A lingerie party will invite all the girls. Said no one ever.
I won't.
Except for maybe men.
Probably. I'm actually going to look that up to see if that is a thing that people do.
It will be so much fun. Come on, when was the last time you actually did something girly?
Okay, a lingerie party is basically used as like one of those things where they use it to sell the lingerie stuff.
Yes, it's not that you just sit around and wear it.
Because, Saya, you're my, like, one of my best friends. I am not going to wear my lingerie in the same room as you.
Unless it's like for the sake of film.
For the sake of film, or if I'm just showing it off, but I'm never gonna just be like, let's just wear our lingerie.
Yeah, let's just hang out in our lingerie.
Yeah, no, that's gonna be awkward to get the food from the Uber Eats
driver.
Yeah,
it's gonna be weird.
Yep.
When I sat down to pee a couple hours ago, she rolls her eyes and I chuckle. She pouts and bats her eyelashes. I groan and sigh. Fine. No boys, though. Wyatt smiles and sighs, because everybody is sighing. That's why my name is Saya, because I sigh so much.
Yep. And I'm Maya, because... Oh, shit.
I could be a girl if need be. No, you
right.
can't.
We can just chop off your penis right here.
Yeah.
But, no, really, it's kind of, Wyatt, stop, you're being a perv.
I roll me eyes and shake me head. I swear me eyes are going to fall out if I roll them one more time.
Then stop doing it.
When is your birthday? He asks, and I turn away from him and sigh again.
Cause reasons.
Yeah, haven't run out of hot air yet. Which, I mean...
I'm just gonna sigh every few minutes
at
now.
The time of this reading... You make me odd. at the time of this reading, it's almost my birthday.
Yep.
Which I'm sighing about pretty heavily. Thank you. I scratch the back of me neck. A week from today. I say, taking out glasses for dinner...
You just looked at
I really sound like that was on some camera or something. I walk over to the kitchen table that we never use and clear it off, setting down cups. I set down plates and turn around to find Wyatt right behind me.
With his dick right out.
He's just elevator dicking it.
He's elevator dicking it into the peanut butter jar.
Yes. Because
he can't take it anymore because he gets blue balled too much.
Oh.
Quote unquote.
Yeah.
Because.
The thing that's not a thing.
Yeah, the thing that's not a thing.
I went and set the bag in your bed. Me eyes widen and I put a hand on my hip. I'm just going to read this like super apathetically.
Do it.
You went into my room. He nods and I shakes me head. And I gotta clear me throat. Let's get something straight. Never go in my room. Aubrey walks up and sighs. I'm sorry. So I was gonna yawn there. I was helping Eli with something we
sucking
don't know
his
what.
Dick.
Yes. And I asked him to put it back there. He was in and out, I swear. That's also the same for Eli's dick.
And Wyatt's dick with that peanut butter jar.
Yes. I nod, feeling relieved, and I look around for what I was going to do. Want some help? Wyatt asks, and I shake me head. I place food on everyone's plate and smile at me creation. Eli walks over to the table and takes a deep breath. Damn women, If it tastes as good as it smell, I'm going to cream my shorts, said no guy ever.
Referring to the three women that make up Ivy. It's just three women in a trench coat making up Ivy.
He says, making fun of me comment earlier. I chuckle and flip him off. Dinner, betchas! This is the most weird spot to put that, but I'm glad you put that there. I scream out and everyone gathers around the table.
So when she says scream, is it like a full-on horror scream or what? Angry scream?
Or, you know, so people conveniently can't hear her screaming.
I guess through the walls. Mm-hmm. I feel like upstairs the neighbors are just like, she's doing it again.
I would hate to hear what she sounds like when she actually has sex.
I'm trying not to do anything that's related to weight because the only thing I could think of was, I don't know, a beached walrus.
And I just peaked the audio because I laughed so hard.
And the thing is, it's like, I'm not saying that because weight. I'm just saying it because beached walrus is like the go-to for that. Mm-hmm. And I feel like she just sounds, the MacGruber.
I feel like I make fun of everyone.
No.
That I'm making fun of because they will sound like a beached walrus.
It's also the MacGruber sex scene.
Oh, yeah.
And she is MacGruber, and it's exactly the way it sounds.
Yes.
Yes.
My God, I'm gonna freaking explode inside you. I'm gonna spill it. I'm gonna fill you up.
I'm gonna fill you up.
What?
I'm gonna fill you up.
Okay, just let me do the talking. Sorry. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, oh. I'm gonna do it.
Those like really high, like weirdly high pitched
mm-hmm.
sounds where it's like weird, it's not sexy. It's
it gets
like,
into the point of where it gets so high that dogs can only hear it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Aubrey and I sit on one side while Wyatt and Eli sit on the other.
Because we have to save room for Jesus.
Mm-hmm. Wyatt is in front of me and curse to myself not wanting him to be in my line of view. Because he is the most atrocious person ever, but I would love to take that dick.
Yep.
Said no one ever.
Accurate.
We start eating and I hear various moans and praises of my cooking. Please never ever do that. It's like, I've never heard anyone do that.
Nope, never.
Sorry.
Never in real life. Never.
Oh, I almost forgot to tell you, I won't be home tomorrow night. Eli and I are going to the carnival a town over. I nod and try to think of what I have planned. This section still confuses me so much.
Aubrey is very quick to rebound.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll probably just stay home. I might hang around the shop or something. She nods and Wyatt starts talking with Eli. I don't have anything to shoot tomorrow. I could always be your buddy for the day. I shrug and Aubrey elbows me, trying to tell me to be nice. Why? That'd make me feel a lot better. Thanks, Wyatt. She looks over at me, wanting to say thanks, and I roll me eyes.
No hitting on me tomorrow. You got that? He smirks and winks, and he stands up with his plate and his dick out and still in the peanut butter and washes off the plate. Placing it in the sink.
But not the peanut butter.
Nope, he just comes all over the dishes.
Mm-hmm. That's his idea of cleaning the dishes.
Yeah. And dry.
I get up to do the same, and he is leaning against the counter. This time his dick is in the jam jar. I wash off my plate and dry my hands off. I feel him press against my back with his jammy dick. I'll try to contain myself, but I have a lot to contain. I feel his bulge against my lower back. My eye widened.
Just one.
I hate men.
Okay, so, like, let's think about this logistically. Like, how short does she have to be for it to be on her lower back?
How tall?
Versus how tall he has to be.
Well, the ratio would be, like... God. Well, let's say she's my height.
Okay.
So, like...
You and I are relatively the same height.
Let me stand, then.
I would have to do this with somebody that, yes, like,
Okay, it's raining outside.
Oh! Maybe it'll cool down.
Maybe a little. So, if we want to consider this my lower back...
They would have to definitely be taller than 6 foot.
Yeah. Because, unless he's, like, on a footstool somehow. But no, like, because if we have to match up, like, this is where their pelvis would be.
Mm-hmm.
At my lower back. Which is, like, above my pelvis, obviously.
Yes.
Yeah, they'd have to be pretty tall.
And he'd also have to... obviously be tucking it up and not sideways.
Yep. Indeed. So it's a springy dick. And he just elevator dicked in all of their condiments.
Yes, I've never, like, honestly caught the adjustment to when I just, like, know the stories of how guys flip it up. I've never seen it happen IRL. I'm kind of interested to see how it does happen IRL.
Well, now you're going to have to experiment with one of your guy friends.
Maybe.
And take notes.
What do you do with that? Like, it's just...
I don't know.
What are you doing?
What do you do? I don't know. What is going
on? Well,
what
about, does it depend on dick size? Like...
Maybe. I don't know. Chapter whatever. A visit from the past. Okay, just breathe for me. Yep, very good now. Exhale. It sounds like she's coaching someone for giving birth.
Right.
I say, encouraging the girl getting her septum pierced. She had tears running down her face and I cheered her on. I also had tears in my eyes, but I didn't cry like a little bitch. I was tearing up because it hurt. And that's how your body naturally responds.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Even though I didn't get my septum pierced, I just got my nose pierced, but that still hurt.
It was still pretty gross, too. So gross.
Look, all done! She smiles and looks surprised, now handing her her new bundled up joy baby.
Thought you were to say her nose.
Her nose all bundled up and swaddled. No, it's her newborn baby all swaddled.
Yes.
Because she just gave birth in the tattoo shop.
Yes, because that's where that happens.
Really? I nod and point over to Vicky. Yep, I told you to pick Vicky. To picky Vicky. She's got a gentle hand when it comes to needles, because... I just needed to sigh right there by myself.
I got you.
She nods and sits up. Vic holds up a mirror. It goes between Vic and Vicky. Just pick one. And the girl smiles. She gives Vic the money and walks out from in the back and disappears, even though you usually pay for it all up front. Because the the rings that they use for the piercings are actually pretty expensive.
Mm-hmm.
Mine was pretty expensive. There were some that were, like, in a bus, but that's because they were, like, solid gold.
Yes.
Yep. Not solid gold, they were gold. Nothing can really be solid gold. Mm.
Not without being super McFucking heavy.
Super heavy. Always. Another happy customer, she says, smirking. I nod and she hands me a fiver. Here, since you gotta calm down enough for me to do it. I smile and take it, shoving it into my mouth.
Vic goes to the mirror and fixes her hair a bit, and I giggle. The girl was very outgoing in her looks. She always had half her hair black and the other half some vibrant color. No, it is just plain old white, but it went really well with her pale skin, completely blending in and making her look like a zebra. Big Ernie walks back and smiles. Someone here to see ya, Ivy. I nod and go to walk out, but second-guess my appearance and walk over to the mirror. It was getting late in the afternoon, and the only person I knew that was going to see me was Wyatt. I played with my hair a bit inside. I didn't want to impress him or anything. It's just, when you know someone that likes you, you don't want to look like a troll around them.
This is an absolute lie. Because I consistently look like a troll around every man that I date.
You look like a gremlin around every guy that you date.
They just seem to have a habit of coming over, having me over when it's after work. It's been like a really long ass day.
Yeah.
I'm like, you know, I just fucking threw like 400 plus boxes. Like, I've been working since 6 in the morning. Like, motherfucker, I am tired.
Whenever I explain to my boyfriend that, I'm like, I just got home from work, I'm all sweaty and shit, and he's like, ooh, sexy, and I'm like, no, it's not.
Oh, right?
It's like, what is up with you guys? What is up with
it? But then, like, as soon as you turn it on them, they're like, no, it's gross.
And she's like, you do this to me all the time. Right? Oh, God, where was I? I adjust me dress and walk out into the open area. I look around for Wyatt, but I don't see him. I see a girl looking at body jewelry, and I walk over. Do you need any help? Hold on, wait. Do you need any help, ma'am? The girl looks up and smirks at me with a toothy grin. My eyes widen, and all the air in my lungs are gone. Tatiana? She nods, and I run around the counter, because she has to confirm that's who she is, and hug the life out of her. Landed. Oh my god, how did you find me? I looked you up and your Facebook said you worked here, even though you don't really work here. I smiled and brought her in for another hug. It wasn't the same when you left. I had a target on my head until I left. I shake my head and sigh. Wait, who was talking?
I think Tatiana.
Yeah. Wow, so you're moving here or something? She nods and sighs. I'm moving in with my cousin and I got a job at Angelo's. I nod and lean against the counter.
Sighing.
Are you and Mallory still? She shakes her head and has a bitter look. The bitch left the first chance she could and never called. I sigh and shake my head. I'm sorry, girl. Y'all seem like you were going to work.
Blah, 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 blah. I can't remember the rest of it.
You ended at y'all seem like you were going to work.
She shakes her head and shrugs. I get an idea and smirk. We'll come into the back. I have to help my friend Vic get ready for her next appointment. Ink. She nods and I turn to the back and smirk. I walk back to Vicky's booth and walk in. Tatiana hot on my trail.
Oh, George liked my meme.
Thanks. Okay, if she's preparing for her next appointment, she shouldn't have someone just randomly coming in there if everything's sterilized and shit.
Yeah.
Hey, Vic, this is Tatiana. She's an old friend that just moved into town.
Conveniently.
Vic looks up and her eyes widen. Her eyes linger over her body and she smirks. She places a hand out and Tatiana takes it smiling. So, are you going to get anything? Vic asks smoothly, throws and looks at me. Is she any good? I nod and chuckle. She just said, lifting up my dress and showing my belly. I have an ivy vine that wraps around my waist and goes around the inner part of my thigh near my crotch.
Of course you do.
That sounds painful.
It sounds gross.
I just don't think that would be, like, I have 4 tattoos on my leg, and putting any sort of pants on for like 2 weeks was like the fucking worst. I can't imagine having anything in that area.
She just has an ivy vine that goes up from her vagina.
Yeah.
It's saying that, you know.
Yeah, it's literally tattooed like on her.
It's a jungle in there.
Yeah.
Yep. Well, and it's saying that, you know, it's been so desolate down there that ivy started growing.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Wow, look at us dropping all the burns.
Mm-hmm.
Tatiana looks impressed and Wyatt pokes his head in. Why is Wyatt there?
Yeah, what the fuck? Where'd he come from?
I don't know. Why is he there?
This is like one of those gags where people just constantly keep appearing. It's like Seinfeld.
Yeah.
Like when Kramer keeps entering the apartment.
Yep. What?
What am I missing in here? He asks, smirking, and looks up my legs and at my underwear. I place my dress down and roll my eyes. He steps in and gives me a side hug. Sorry I got caught up, babes. Me and Xander got to talking outside. I nod and shrug it off, then I realize he called me babes.
Thanks.
Really? Did he?
Yeah, I guess.
I didn't see that.
No, nope, neither did I. It was asterisked out. Popcorn pop.
Babes. Asterisked out.
Well, they didn't asterisk out dildo.
No, they didn't. They did bra.
I point a finger at him, and he puts his hands up in surrender. Again. It's happened before, I feel like.
It has.
Tatiana smiles and lifts up her shirt a bit and pulls her pants down so you... What?
You don't just randomly strip.
No!
This is
a thing that happens in a tattoo parlor!
She's like, what's up? I'm a complete stranger to all of you, but
let me take my clothes
here's
off.
Here's my tits and here's my ass.
Yeah.
Yep. That'll be $10 each.
Hit my OnlyFans.
Her only two fans.
$10 each. That's 20 bucks a month.
Yes.
And they're like, that's not how this works. That's online. She's like, what?
Wait, it's online?
Wait. You don't do that in person? Pulls her pants down so you... Why does she need to lift up her shirt? Okay, whatever. And pulls her pants down so you can see her bone.
How tall is her waist? Wearing high waist.
All right. I always something right here. Oh.
What does that mean?
I don't know. I always something right here on my hip.
I don't know.
I have a tattoo on my hip and I don't need to pull my...
Shirt up and your pants down?
I need to pull my shirt up, but not the waistline of my pants.
Yeah. You don't need to pull your shirt all the way up over your head and pull your pants all the way down?
No. Oh.
That's what I do when I want to show them.
Just right in the middle of... right in the middle of the school
I'm like, yo,
board,
I got this
Paul.
Tattoo. I got this tattoo here. Let me just take off all my clothes.
Right in the middle
just
of the day of my daughter's wedding.
Yep.
God damn it, you're embarrassing Paya. You're embarrassing her. You're supposed to be giving her away, Paul. Not showing off your tattoos down at the end of the aisle to her.
And then I'm like, oh yeah, and I got this one on my butt, too.
And just your pants and moon.
Yep, moon everybody. That's my dad.
And then Saya is just about to, like, just roll you down in the carpet.
I always something right here, she says, and Vicky nods. Well, I have a piercing coming in a few, then I'm free till... She scrolls through her planner and sighs. I'm free till midnight tonight. God, they're 24-hour fucking tattoo and...
Christ.
I guess.
Piercing shop. That one is pretty small, though. She's getting a heart on her wrist. That's it. Tatiana
wait,
nods.
Wait,
I thought it was a piercing.
Yeah.
I guess she's doing tattoos, too.
Okay.
Oh, she has a piercing coming in a few, and then she's free till midnight, where she has somebody coming to get a tattoo on their wrist.
At midnight?
At midnight. Yep.
No one does that.
Nope. No. Unless you're fucking wasted, which, you know.
Can't get a tattoo if you're wasted.
It's right. A potato screaming for a snack.
Oh, no.
Hey, that other girl is here. I'ma help this with this one, then. I have to go, okay? What?
This is... like it somehow gets worse.
She nods and I put on a smile and walk out. It's a girl that look about 16 or so, and she looks really nervous.
Don't you need to have an adult?
You do.
You do.
You do. So they're running
a store.
Mm-hmm. Great.
They're gonna get their license taken away.
Why is she so fucking afraid about getting a belly button piercing.
I wouldn't want to get one.
Neither would I, but she wants to get one. She's
That's
there.
True.
By herself, apparently.
That and dull.
Hi, are you here for the belly ring? She nods and gulps. I grab her hand and take her back, and just jam a needle right in her belly button.
Yes. I stab her.
And kick her out. Tatiana comes out of the room, and Wyatt is nowhere to be seen. Okay, so she goes to get her belly ring, and there's just a fucking bunch of people over in there.
Okay, the piercer should be the one who's comforting her.
Right.
Yeah.
There should only be one person. Well, you were with me in the piercing room, but mm-hmm. you were there because, like, why the F not?
They allowed me to see.
You weren't there to comfort me. You were
no.
just there because we were, like, hanging out and, like, want to go with me to get my piercing?
Yeah.
And you were like,
and
sure.
I had to stand all the way in the back, so,
yeah.
like, I
Tiana
didn't interfere.
Comes out the room, and Wyatt is nowhere to be seen. Okay.
He's gonna come back in like Kramer.
Didn't
we're gonna
didn't,
need, like,
didn't
the...
he say he was gonna go back outside and talk to what?
We need the campy laugh track at this point.
I don't fucking know. Just sit in the waiting area and I'll come out and help you find a tattoo.
Oh,
what?
Yes. Just pick it out of the book.
Oh, that's
yeah,
what she says to Tatiana, I guess?
I guess. Just pick it out of the book.
Yeah, because you don't want to make an original.
No.
Yeah, no. Or you don't already have, like, a picture you want to
right.
use. No.
It's probably going to be Ivy's face.
Yeah.
Yep. I've been wanting to get this since I moved out of town however long ago.
Mm-hmm.
She nods and I walk the girl in. I sit her down on the table and lift her shirt up.
Don't do that.
Shouldn't
because
she be doing it herself?
She can't lift her own shirt up.
Okay, this is, like, a personal violation.
Yes, because this... person is also a minor.
So
yeah.
there's two of them. One is lifting her shirt up and the other's gonna pierce her.
They haven't paid for it yet.
Nope.
They haven't gotten the paperwork done for it yet.
And there's no parent.
There's no parent there at all.
That's
so
creepy.
Yeah. No, yeah, this is very illegal.
I smile and motion Vic over. This is Vic, she's really good with a needle. I need you to stay still and everything will be good. Why isn't the fucking piercer saying, like, doing this?
Again, not comforting her. Vic, you're really bad with people then.
Yeah. Vic cleans the area and places the clamp on. The girl winces and she's shaking.
Okay,
what?
I'm about to call bullshit because
yeah.
when I was in first grade and I got my ear piercings done, I wasn't this fucking freaked out.
No, and if you wanted to, if you wanted it, you would have researched it. Or you would
yeah.
know somebody that got it done or something.
Here's the thing, it's like... what they had was, like, a stuffed animal, and I just clutched onto it.
Yeah.
While I was getting my ears pierced, because that was the biggest thing. It's like, I don't want to feel the pain. The thing is, a tattoo is a little bit more intimidating than getting a piercing.
It is, because everybody's pain tolerance is different.
Oh, yeah. And the thing is, like, if you really want a belly button piercing, you look this up,
and
you're
and
resigned to
quick.
Getting it. Yeah.
It's not like they're sticking a needle through you for hours.
Yeah, no, it's like, it's a quick, like, just don't even think about it. Don't even look at it. Just like, and they'll tell you, like, take a
I
deep
like
breath and release.
Yeah, I've never wanted any piercings. My mom has a belly button piercing.
I don't
like
belly button piercings.
Because I like how they feel when I get piercings.
Okay.
That's why I got my lip pierced, like, 8 different times.
Let's continue.
Anyway. Not a masochist. I swear.
Of course.
The girl winces and she's shaking. When Vic readies the needle, she screams stop. Tears are running down her face and I sigh. What a fucking wimp.
Wimp ass bitch. My first grade self would be like,
get out of here. Get your mom.
Yeah,
go
Jesus.
Get your mom. Jesus Christ.
Wyatt pops his head in again and sees the 16-year-old with her freaking shirt off.
It's not, they didn't say it was off. It's just pulled up.
Oh.
So it's like her belly showing.
Sorry, I didn't know you had someone in here. Yes, he did. Herbert.
Okay, Kramer.
Okay.
He just keeps popping his freaking head out.
Rules. I know you.
Rules. Don't go into the back.
All right.
Just don't. Or, like, knock. Or, like, say something like, hey.
Okay, so now another... okay. Sorry, I didn't know you had someone in here. I shake my head telling him it's fine and gesture for him to come over. So now another random person comes in here with this fucking...
minor
right.
with
yeah.
her shirt up.
The girl stops crying and smiles shyly. I'm going to get my friend Wyatt here to hold your hand, okay?
And he's going to touch her.
With her shirt up.
Yes.
While she's vulnerable.
Mm-hmm.
He's better at comfort and much easier on the eyes, I joke. She nods and I slip off to the side. Here's this other stranger.
Here's this rando dude who, like, just I know.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently Vicky knows him.
Okay,
I don't
cool.
know.
He holds her hand and puts on a flirty smile for
She's
her.
She's 16!
Right.
This
what the
is
fuck?
So cringe.
You're doing really good, babes.
She is 16.
Mm-hmm.
He coos and Vic sticks the needle through.
Wait, she didn't even do the piercing yet?
No.
No?
Fuck.
She didn't even warn her that it was going to happen. She didn't say take
she
a breath.
She told her to stop, too. She said stop like she didn't want it.
Yeah.
She doesn't even flinch as she stares up at him. Well, looks like you're all done, love.
You fucking flinch. No matter what, you flinch.
Yes.
Hard. Because it still hurts.
Vic sticks the belly ring through and the girl sits up. She smiles up at it and looks up at him. Thank you for calming me down. She gives him a hug and a kiss on the cheek.
She's 16!
I feel a bit hurt that I never get that, but it's probably because he's hot. Who the fuck says that? Who said that?
Ivy. Ivy was thinking that.
No. But she's left.
Okay. She's upset that she doesn't get a hug and a kiss for comforting
oh.
people.
Oh, but she's left. Okay.
Okay.
She walks over and hugs me, squeezing the life out of me. Thank you for getting him to hold my hand, she whispers. She whisper yells. What's a whisper yell?
It's like
thank you for getting him to hold my hand.
It's like a stage whisper.
Yeah, very subtle.
Yep.
Is that no one ever?
Yeah.
I smile and nod. You should see my friend Xander. He should be in the office across the hall. She smirks and nods. Might have to check that out.
You are 16.
She is a 16-year-old girl. She is a minor without an adult. She didn't even hand over any money at this point.
No.
Or an ID, because if she did, they would have been like, yo,
sorry.
You can't get it.
It also might depend on where they are, but usually, like, if you're under the age of 18, you need
an
adult.
Oh my goodness.
Well, if it's an actual shop.
Merc just picked up
and not
a very
just somebody's fucking house.
Rack.
Yeah.
Then yeah, if it's an actual shop, you gotta
you
be licensed and you
yes.
need your ID.
You need an adult, you need it, or you need ID, you need something. There are some states where it's like, you even if you have an adult's permission, you can't get a piercing or you can't get a tattoo.
Yes.
That's the rule in Minnesota, at least, for tattoos.
Mm-hmm.
You have to be 18, even if you have an adult.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's an actual shop. It's not just somebody's apartment. It's not this rando's chick's friend's apartment.
Yeah.
Where she's like, oh, yeah, I got a friend, and he'll just pierce you. Oh.
Yeah.
She walks out from behind the curtain and I see her look in and mouth towards me. Oh my god, he's hot, and I laugh, shaking my head. She pays with Big Ernie and I sit beside Tatiana.
Big Ernie's a parent.
Yes, he is.
He should know better. This author obviously doesn't know shit.
Nope.
About how this actually works.
Nope.
Thus, I think she's a minor. Because this is like exactly...
Big
either
Ernie
she's a minor
would have been
or she's as much of an idiot as E.L. James.
If he's the owner, he would have been pissed that they did that.
Yeah, he would have fired Vic.
Yep.
Because, like, he could potentially get in trouble
if... and lose his license.
No, yeah. He could lose his business because of that.
Liability.
Yeah.
Wow.
Unless he completely encourages this, because whatever, it seems
right.
like they all get paid under the table.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She pays with Big Ernie, and I sit behind Tatiana. She is looking through the book of designs. What do you have in mind? I ask, and she shrugs. I kind of want to do something different from all my other ones. They're all so manly looking. I think I want something girly for a change.
Are you shitting me?
Are you fucking kidding me?
What is a masculine versus feminine tattoo design?
I don't know. Flowers?
Nothing, because it doesn't
tribal.
Fucking exist! Anger.
Here's the thing. There are different styles that you can get.
Yes.
And it all depends. Like, you could get a flower done by, like, five different people, and it'll be a different flower. It could be the same
right.
exact flower, but it'll be different. you want to get a classic, like a classic rose, it's going to look different from a different type of rose.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
how would it be a manly looking tattoo on a female?
What? Are you thinking of it like, what? Do you want to pin? You don't want to get a pin up or something or whatever?
If you have a tattoo and you're a female, it's a feminine.
It's a tattoo that you get. You know, in Cheeto's, like, work, like, in his area, how he has that whole wall of, it's all, like, the old-fashioned mm-hmm. tattoo style, and there's, like, the different, like, people and stuff.
Yeah.
I've always wanted to get, like, one of the roses that they have on there.
Yeah, and, I think they're cute.
They are cute,
too
and that's,
feminine
like, a...
for me.
It's too feminine for you. Oh, boy.
I'm just gonna get, like... Fast and the Furious sleeve to show how masculine I am.
Yeah, because yeah. That's the manliest thing ever.
Yeah. Get naked chicks and
yeah,
cars.
I'm also gonna like tattoo the Corvette logo on my dick.
Get some big titties on your boobs.
These are my cousin, he has Elvira Mistress of the Dark on one of his sleeves, but then my other cousin, she has a hula girl on her back, and that's more of a like a hula girl with like I don't know if she has like a coconut bra. You can't see her like leave it. You can't see her like breasts or anything, but it's more of like a, it's kind of like the pinup style, and then it's kind of like a traditional, it's like a thing from her, like, it's like a kind of cultural identification mm-hmm. thing because her mother is from Tonga, which is a small, like, Pacific Islander type nation. Think Moana. So can we pause for just a second?
I nod and grab. Okay.
Board. No. Okay, there we go.
No, man, that's what you
want. Oops, I poofed him in the face.
I'm going to delete the record.
I was going to say, usually if someone's going to pick something that's a design that the artist has already done, there's
right.
a wall for that.
Yep.
Right.
That, and it takes so long. Okay, let's,
I nod and I grab the book, flipping through. I find one that I feel would go good with her other tats. I land on one and smile. Here. I hand the book to her, and she smiles, nodding. I love it, man. It goes with the solar system on my thigh.
We don't get to know,
but
what,
we don't
know
what,
to
it
know
is.
What it is.
No.
How
I
is
nod.
The solar system on her thigh masculine?
Yeah, I don't know.
It's made out of dicks.
I guess. Sounds pretty gay to me.
It says there's a solar system on her thigh, and underneath it says man.
Yeah.
Lee.
I guess.
And it's underlined. Manly is underlined underneath
yeah.
it.
The solar system was discovered on.
Okay.
It's
okay.
It's got sparkly stars and glitter. Which is super manly.
Yeah, it's so
yeah.
manly.
Yeah.
Yes, the manliest thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Earth is a kawaii character.
Yep. The Earth is a little anime schoolgirl.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's what all the planets are.
Super masculine.
Yeah. Come on.
You think I'm joking here, but no, I'm serious.
I know.
Do you know how many men have their waifus on them?
I know.
That's what Paul's tattoo on his shoulder is. That's his waifu.
Yeah.
The
yep.
Grim Reaper. That's
yep.
waifu.
I nod and Vix comes out with her hair let down. I want this one, Tatiana says, and Vic nods. Come in the back and I'll draw it up and we can get started. So she just draws it up in like 2 seconds.
Yeah.
She's just like, squiggle, squiggle, squiggle.
Yeah.
Perfect. Let's do it.
It's
Let's
also,
tattoo this on
it's also
body.
Gonna look like Doodle SpongeBob.
Yep.
She's like, oh, I'm so glad you put so much time into drawing this tattoo up for me within 30 seconds.
Yeah.
Now I'm gonna have it on my body forever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Awesome. Tatiana nods and pulls me in for a hug. I sigh and get a flashback of how I even met Tatiana, and I cringe. But we don't get to know that either.
No.
Not now, at least. Maybe.
Never. Popcorn.
She walks.
Paya.
She walks to the back with Vic, and I'm left standing there with Big Ernie. He brings me in a side hug and smiles down at me. Do you know her from... dot dot dot. I nod and he pulls me in a hug that we were already doing. He walks me outside and we sit in the bench. Not on it.
They
in
just
it.
Clip into the bench.
Yes. Is she the first you've seen since you left? I nod and...
So wait, this is from Tatiana's point of view?
No, this is Ivy's.
Oh, yeah. What the fuck?
And feel my bottom lip curve. Luckily, since it was getting dark, no one could really see that happening, because it's not like streetlights or anything.
Yeah, no, everything's in pitch black darkness. Yes.
If you ever need to talk about what had happened, you know I always have an open ear.
Just one.
Just one. The other one's death from Scarlet. It's death from Scarlet Fever.
Mm-hmm.
The other one got ripped off.
Yeah. It was a very crazy orgy.
Yeah. I nod and bring him into another hug, letting a few tears stream down my face. He looks at me sadly and wipes them away.
I feel nothing.
Right? Someone clears their throat and I turn to see Wyatt standing awkwardly, who just reappeared out of fucking nowhere.
He was in the
sewers fighting with the...
He was in the bench.
He was in the bench.
He was the bench.
Oh my god. Ivy sat on his face.
And he's like, yes.
My plan has worked.
Yes.
I was disguised as this bench.
The whole time.
You didn't even notice.
Are you ready to go? He asks, scratching his neck. I nod and stand up. I run in and grab my bag, giving Xander a hug, and run back out.
So she's
don't
not even
know why
say,
we needed all that.
She's not gonna say goodbye to her friend she hadn't seen in forever.
Yeah, that she had a flashback remembering.
Right.
That we don't get to see. Maybe it'll get explained. Maybe it'll get told up to us.
She's just like, holy shit, I love you. You're like, I haven't seen you in so long. See ya!
I follow him to his car and we get in. He doesn't start it and turns to me. What do you want to do? You. I shrug, even though I really know what I could use right about now.
Crap.
Aren't they going to the carnival?
I thought so.
I don't know.
I don't know what's happening anymore.
I don't know either.
Can we go to a bar? I'm in need of a stiff one.
That is what she wants.
But she's a good Catholic girl.
Yeah.
She just has tattoos.
She wants a stiff one, but like not a drink.
No.
I say, running a hand through my hair. He chuckles and I send him a glare. He holds his hands up and I chuckle. Go to Johnny's off of Washburn. He nods and I sit back listening to the music flowing through the radio.
A lot of places are just named after dudes. Johnny's, Angelo's. We don't know what the name of Big Ernie's place is. It's probably just Big Ernie's.
Yeah,
probably.
Totally.
Yeah. We don't get any fun places like Johnny Dirk Zombie Den.
Yeah.
Or Betty Dangers.
I pump my cardigan off my shoulders a bit and try to keep a straight mind.
What's a straight mind?
Penis.
Yep.
Dick.
Straight. Gotta be straight.
I'm straight. Look at this dick in my mind.
I'm straight.
Yeah.
Dick. I'm straight.
I don't wanna have sex with Vicky.
Tits. Damn it!
We stop and I look out to see the all too familiar sign. I stick my leggy out.
Wait.
I'm sorry. I just gotta add something. And Wyatt reaches down in between me legs and I pause. He grabs a wallet out of a front pouch on the seat.
A flesh wallet.
And what? Who has pouches in the front of the seat?
In between her legs.
In between the passenger seat legs.
Yeah, in between her legs. He reaches in between her legs and pulls out a wallet.
Yeah.
From her vagina.
He ripped her vagina off.
He's a magician.
Yep. Oh god, it's Handbook for Mortals.
No!
He's like, ta-da! And she's like, I've been looking for that.
It's my wallet, though.
It's his wallet.
It's his wallet.
And his hand brushes my leg, even though he's holding something. I shiver and step out quickly.
How is he driving? Oh wait, he's parked, I guess?
Yeah. She shivered because that was too straight of a thought for her. I slip in the bar and Wyatt follows closely behind. I look around the bar area and zero in on a girl. She's big, with vibrant red hair. The girls, because there's multiple.
Again, they're like three women in a trench coat.
But this girl is big, so it's five women in a trench coat.
But Ivy is also big, but she's three women in a trench coat, so they're...
She's not as... I don't know.
Okay.
And I realize who it is. Jennifer!
Paul, you know the South Park game?
Yeah.
You know the second one?
Who the fuck is Jennifer, we may ask?
I don't
know. She's the one that Wyatt was fucking in the porn studio.
Oh, you
palace.
Have got to be shitting me.
Fuck my life.
True.
Yep.
Wyatt puts a hand on my back and walks us over. Ivy, it's good to see you again.
She never saw her.
No. He's sounding a bit tipsy. I chuckle and hug her. Good to see you too.
Except you saw her having sex, so it'd be kind of awkward.
Damn.
Just a bit, maybe.
I work with her, and I didn't even get a hey. Paul was right. Wyatt teases, and Jennifer rolls her eyes.
Everyone rolls their eyes a lot.
Yeah.
At Wyatt especially.
Hello, yeah. Wyatt, she says, and I run a hand down my dress.
When did she put a dress on?
She's had one on.
Yeah. Jennifer looks over my outfit, a smile. Who are you all dressed up for? Because the focus always has to be on Ivy.
Well,
and why are you
wearing a dress?
She's wearing a dress, so she must be
up.
Wearing it for a man.
Yeah.
And she's all dressed up because it's a dress.
Yeah. She glances over at Wyatt and raises a brow. I shrug and smile. No one, really. She smirks knowingly. And whoever, two different words, is on stage ends and we hear a bunch of claps.
There gotta be another song.
Fucking probably.
Fuck my life.
Jennifer stands up, almost spilling her drink, and claps.
She is drunk as a skunk.
Yeah.
Gosh, I want to go up there, she groans and looks at me. Oh, why don't you do it with me?
On the stage in front of everyone.
Yes. But yeah, that's too gay of a thought.
Well, she's used to doing that, though.
Yeah. I shake my head quickly and Wyatt pushes my shoulder. Yeah, Ivy, come on.
You just did it the last time you were there.
Yeah, you dumb shit.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Like 2 days ago.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I hesitate and lean over the bar. Can I get a vodka on the rocks?
Who drinks vodka straight up?
Not
Paul
anybody.
Paul was just talking about this.
Yeah.
Only slobs do that.
No, not even that. Nobody ever is like, I'm going to get a glass of vodka and just sip on it.
Actually, some people in Poland do that.
Yeah.
I know this because...
But that's probably like...
People who are
actual good fucking vodka, though.
Yeah, it's Polish vodka.
You don't go to the bar and you're like, I want some Smirnoff on the rocks.
Like, no, you mix vodka with stuff.
Yeah.
It's one of those drinks where you mix it, but, ages ago, my grandmother, she would do an English camp, and they would help, native Polish people who want to go there learn English. They went to a bar, and this one person ordered just vodka and sipped on it, and they were like, how can you do that?
Well, they probably didn't get ice in it, though, either.
Thickness to it?
But you don't do that with vodka because you don't want to.
Yeah, because vodka watered down is kind of gross. Vodka straight up is gross.
Vodka.
You can, but it's still
like the flavored vodka, but I have it in Sprite.
Yeah, you always want to.
And me and one of my friends, we would go and get 99 bananas or like 99 berries or like whatever, and just drink it. But that was me and my friend. My ex and her sister would drink.
Hi, Bean Baby.
Because I'm a man.
Because you're a man. You eat nails for breakfast, buddy.
Yeah.
Drink shots with no chaser.
Nope.
The guy from last time nods and stops flirting with some girl at the end who seems to be enjoying the attention.
Well, if you're a bartender and you're a guy, you just flirt with everyone.
Mm-hmm.
That's
everyone.
Just what you do.
Yeah.
No, you don't.
No.
Ew. And you spit it back out because
mm-hmm.
you
right
didn't realize what on the rocks meant.
Because, mm-hmm. Vodka, if you... To clean wounds, you can also use it to, clean out stains.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she thought that on the rocks meant, with a chaser instead of just with ice.
Ice.
Here's another thing. You can you usually don't want to get ice in a drink unless it's like a mixed drink.
Right.
Yep.
You can get like stone, like there's whiskey rocks where it's like, it's just cold.
Right.
It's stuff that like, it's cold, it doesn't water it down, it just makes the drink colder.
Right. That's what you do with scotch.
Scotch, whiskey, bourbon, stuff like that.
I turn around and smile at Wyatt. Can you watch my drink? He nods.
Yes, I'm gonna put Rufinol in. I mean, what?
He nods and takes Jennifer's spot as she stands up. We walk up on stage and we get cheers. It's more like boos, but I
boo! That was really loud. I hurt my throat.
Somebody throws a tomato.
Someone throws a rotten
Wait,
cabbage.
Why is there a guitar for karaoke?
I don't know. I really don't.
It needs to be convenient for Ivy.
I guess,
because
she needs to show off that she can play guitar.
Yes. Right. I smile and turn to Jennifer. What do you want to sing? She smirks and whispers in my ear. I smirk back and grab the guitar from behind me. She looks surprised when I sit down and start to actually play. Well, Jennifer, if you knew anything about Ivy...
She plays guitar.
Yeah.
And does.
Hold on. I'm just going to sing a song, and it's not the song that's here.
When Madame Pompadour was on a ballroom floor, said all the gentlemen, obviously, the madam has the cutest personality. And think of all the books about Du Barry's looks. What was it made of? The toast of Paris. She had a well-developed personality.
What did Romeo see in Juliet, or Piero in Pierrette, or Jupiter in Juno?
You know. And when Salome danced and had the boys entranced, no doubt it must have been easy to see that she knew how to use her personality.
Everybody's... Oh, wait. I start singing, and she smiles when we continue to sing. Her smile only gets bigger.
Freebird!
Throughout the night, from what I remember, is we sang some more, I drank some more, and she had to leave, so I continued to drink. While I was drinking, I knew one thing. Visits from the past suck ass.
But that visit didn't...
But I thought she was really happy to see her.
She was. We don't know what the memory is that she remembered. Nope. I don't know if it's going to be revealed later. Just
we don't know anything about this
person. We don't
person.
Know anything. Yeah. I don't feel anything about this. It's
right.
More of like...
We don't know shit. How can we be like, oh man, yeah, visits from the past suck, but we don't fucking know anything.
No. The thing is, at this point, we can assume she was in an abusive relationship with Ric Flair.
Yes.
We're just calling him Ric Flair
he
now,
He is
guys.
Now Ric Flair.
And Tatiana killed him, and that's why she had to leave.
Maybe.
They killed him together.
Yep. Secret. It's Dial M for Murder or Strangers on a Train.
Yes.
I know what you did last summer.
Yes. All of those.
Ivy went to...
I know what you did last summer again.
Thank you. Thank you.